Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, this November the 30th, Paul Franklin Crouch, the founder of Trinity Broadcasting Network, who I believe was in 1972 or 73 when he had founded it, and the first thing he said over the airways was, "Hello, church." Mm-hmm. And when we launched VFN TV, that's one of the things that we said, you know, "Hello, church," in regards to the digital age. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing how, because of the pioneers like Paul Crouch, who he's turned it over to his son. And I was watching a little segment. We're going to make it available to you on the VFN Torch. You go to VFNTV.com. Is that, you know, here he is. He's turning this. Yeah, at some point, you got to turn it over. You just got to totally turn it over. And he just chose to turn it over to his son. And he was explaining to his son that the same God that's been with me and your mother, Jan, will be with you. Mm. And he understood that. Mm. And understanding is like, it's not a guaranteed thing. He's saying, listen, you can depend, the way that we turn to God and God provided for us and this happened, that if you do the same things on, then this same God will be there for you as well. And I thought it was a beautiful thing. That was a couple days before he had actually passed. He was over in, I think, the United Kingdom when he was talking about that. And, what a legacy. You know, what a legacy. We want to keep the family in our prayers. This is a big transition because you can say what you want to while the patriarch's there, but when the patriarch goes, that's like, okay now.
Right.
You know, okay now. You ask.
Rehoboam?
Yeah, Rehoboam. Jeroboam and Rehoboam. So Rehoboam was his son. And of course, David, the patriarch, had passed. Rehoboam is David's son. So he walked with this patriarch. Mm-hmm. But yet he took advice from his buddies instead of taking advice from the elders in that walked with David and him. Mm-hmm. And what they said, the elders said, just be nice, just be kind, work your way through this transition, relax a little bit, and you'll have friends forever. They'll be with you forever. His friend said, beat them hard, work them hard, let them know who's boss.
Right.
And when you touch God's votes, you're touching God. And, of course, that's when the kingdoms were split. And Rehoboam was walking out of his office one day. And the Lord says, hey, I'm going to give you most of my people. Right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, okay. And that worked out to, like, I did this. And next thing you know, his name became a curse word. Just because God's using you don't mean it's going to be good in the long run, right?
That's right.
But God was, because he lost everybody but Judah. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Judah. And Judah stayed there with Rehoboam. And they just used a kind of a curtain to kind of cover up the back part of the sanctuary because of the bad decision. So wisdom says, you know, pray that God would give his son wisdom into taking the wisdom that Rehoboam could have taken.
Yeah.
It's just realize this is your dad's legacy and what God has done through your dad. And then to relax a little bit and seek the Lord and understand those that have walked with your dad have an anointing on their life to help you walk this thing through and not try to be your dad, not trying to be the apostle that was before you. Just realize, okay, that was that season. How do we walk this out? And a lot of times people start trying to form something around their, I don't know, denominations, organizations and that type of, they're trying to keep something going.
Yeah.
And instead of reproducing, I know, Brother Ken Summerall, spiritual father to me, this is with the Lord now. He said to us, he said, upon my passing, just continue on. Mm-hmm. He didn't want anything built around him in the context of that. And so I just encourage you to pray biblically over this whole situation. Pray over them. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households. all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the daily radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.